This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Passionate as I am about plants, constantly on the lookout for more color and less maintenance, I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. But does the average homeowner see what I see? Do they get the new picture? Although they may be comfortable with the familiar plants of their parents' era, they might be missing an abundance of improvements in color, less maintenance, and four-season interest. It's no wonder some established homes appear so bland, with plain evergreen hedges separating space, cutting off communication between neighbors. Newer homes display shrubbery with bright red or blueberries, with red or yellow stems, and trees resembling lovely waterfalls as they drape gracefully to the ground. Some have shared open space that both homeowners visually own. We are a nation of individualists, although there's no accounting for taste. In my nightmares, I visualize dozens of black silhouettes of wide, bent-over derrieres on exhibit throughout the landscape of my street. No matter how hard I try to get rid of them, somebody keeps installing more. Now, as for my own yard, I'm not about to change out large trees. It took way too long to get them to their current size, and I need to consider the economy of time. Besides, we truly mostly observe things below the height of our eyes. When standing, the optimum range for maximum visual enjoyment is about 5 to 6 feet. That means shrubs rule. Shrubs are much easier and more affordable to replace as long as someone else removes the existing overgrown pieces for you. Removal isn't all that expensive right now, and you could arrange for the remaining desirable plants to be pruned while removing the less interesting, high-maintenance old-timers. It's a good idea to have this work performed for you for health, safety, and the economy of time. Hiring others for manual labor that we used to do ourselves doesn't mean we're giving in to encroaching age. We prefer to consider ourselves young people with experience. We still can have outdoor fun, just omit the heavy lifting. If it's not fun, then why do it? Plus, living where the weather wears on most things outdoors, if not a total reworking, at least some improvements for specific areas in need. Continuous improvement beats delayed perfection. Just keep at it, persistence pays off. But don't allow anticipation to become better than the actual event. My senior ball comes to mind. Expectations for this growing season should be even greater than last because I understand that photosynthesis isn't the latest feature on a digital camera. Can you picture that?
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.